Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Make sure I don't look pregnant. I'm not pregnant, though. Hey, everyone, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast. Quit laughing at me. And we are so excited. You probably notice, again, a new setup, new backdrop. We are in our church building. We have created a media room here to be able to do podcasts and videos and different things along those lines. But we're also going to be using it for our Wednesday podcast. We are very excited to have this space for all the great content that's going to be coming out of here. But again, Wednesday podcast, every Wednesday we're trying to come out with this. We also are doing our best to keep up with that. Every Wednesday, as you can tell, Heather is pregnant and due this Thursday, which is a big win. But things may get a little more difficult trying to have a Wednesday podcast every week, but we will try. Even if we have to go mobile and from our bedroom, so where a baby is crying, or from our office at home, so.
Or we'll just have a baby on here.
Yeah, we may just have a baby. But we are excited for this podcast. We're also very excited to be on the Excel Pod Network. That is kind of a new, what do you call that? Just a new thing we've been doing for the past few weeks. The Excel Pod Network is a great network of a bunch of different podcasts that are striving to bring about spiritual things in people's lives, try to encourage people to understand scriptures more. That's really the idea behind Excel Still More. Garrett Bernethy and his team do a wonderful job. They've got a bunch of wonderful wonderful podcasts, and they also put out resources for people just to grow in their knowledge of God's Word. So we're excited to partner with them. Thankful also that he even considers this a spiritual podcast. We try to bring up a lot of spiritual things because that's Heather and my, our life is nonstop church and being with our church family and things along those lines. So we're excited to be with them. So you can go check out all their other podcasts at the Excel Pod Network. Yeah. But other than that, this is Heather, by the way. I'm sure you already knew that if you're a listener to this podcast, but I'm Matt. And yeah, this is weird. Different setting, different setup. I don't know. Do you like our cool background?
Well, it kind of came together pretty quick, too.
Yeah. And this Be the Light, just a small, this Be the Light has been with Heather and I for a long time.
Since?
We got it at the old Hobby Lobby back in the day.
No, we didn't.
Where'd we get it? Yes, we did.
Smallwood. It was my very first ever Smallwood home purchase.
Oh, I thought we got it from Hobby Lobby. No. Yeah, we've had this thing for even before Denver, right?
Yep.
We've had it since we lived in Oklahoma. So
10 years.
Yeah, roughly 10 years.
Wow.
And it has made lots of travels. It was actually hanging up in my office. And me and Heather were like, this would probably be a cool backdrop. So you'll see some changes that happen. But yeah, we're excited. It looks cool. And we're going to be using the mess out of this space to be able to just put out content. A lot of people are on their phones, so our goal is to just let's put out stuff that people can watch. With that, usually what we want to do is talk about our wins. So I'll let Heather. Why do I feel like I'm like, this is the first podcast we've ever done? This is weird because we're in this setting and we're sitting like this.
I don't know.
Should I sit like this? Does this look better?
I don't know.
I was telling Heather, sometimes when I sit down, I'm a bigger guy, and I have a little bit of extra tummy, and when I sit down,
do we want to talk about extra?
Yeah, I look a little pregnant, and then Heather was like, the The problem is she truly is pregnant. I just look pregnant.
This is a lot of extra.
Yeah.
In the video today, you actually see all the extra.
Yeah. Well,
it won't be there much longer.
For all the 5'2 women out there that want to marry guys who played on the offensive line their whole lives, this is what you look forward to. So,
very large babies.
Heather is expected to be induced, Lord willing, this Thursday, January 22nd. So
it's too cold outside to come walk.
And it's supposed to snow this Saturday, 5 inches.
And that's like, wait, what?
Yeah, that's what I heard that this morning, that it was going to be 5 inches. Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
And I said, hey, that doesn't mean anybody should be skipping church, because I'll be here.
We were here, I won't. Last time.
Oh, I will not.
Oh, wait, that's right. We're having a baby.
Yeah.
We'll probably be discharged from the hospital in the middle of the snow.
Madeline said we may get out like Saturday morning if you have him Thursday.
Yeah.
Because she said probably like 36 hours is how long they'll keep you.
I told her that I always test positive for that strep B thing. Mm-hmm. So they always keep me even longer, I feel like, because of that and because of they want to manage sugars. But I have all this insulin. Why can't they just be like, just manage your sugars at home for the next few days? You know, why can't they do that? But I think it's because I have to make sure I get all of my antibiotics for that. And then if he needs any antibiotics to make sure he doesn't, like, get sickly because of whatever that is, I think is why they keep me so much. But it's like an extra 24 hours after you give birth is what it is, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. But the past two labors, Georgia was 24-hour labor. Josie was 15 hours. So let's guess, how long is this labor going to be with a third child?
Yeah.
I wonder what we're looking at.
I'm hoping it'll be a little bit shorter.
Everybody's like, oh, with every child, it gets so much faster. We should take bets on that. I mean, I don't think you're supposed to take bets, but like for fun.
Hold on. Remember what we were talking about earlier? Yeah. About lullabies? I'm looking up. So I don't know if you're into that whole, what is it, like entitled children type thing? We have been creating entitled children through our lullabies. I have to look. Oh, no, not that one. Hush, little baby, don't you cry. Hold on. I got to look up those words.
So anyway, Amazon is amazing. And they dropped off our remaining baby items at our house this morning. And so I was playing around with our new baby nursing nightlight thing. And of all people, Josie figures out how to use it. Because I was messing around with the app for it. And then I was like pressing all the buttons. And then she just comes over and goes swoop to the top. And here comes music.
Hmm.
And I'm like, how did you do that? And she's just like,
swoop. She said she had seen it at someone's friend's house before.
And she's just sitting there just playing with it and making songs come on and lullabies. And then we were like, oh, why are lullabies so interesting?
So that was the one we thought about, was Hush, Little Baby. Okay, here's the – you talk about raising spoiled kids. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's going to buy you a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, Mama's going to buy you a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring turns to brass, Mama's going to buy you a looking glass. And if that looking glass gets broke, Mama's going to – here's the problem, Mama. Stop buying the baby stuff. What are we teaching our kids? I'm like, we never really sang that song to our kids, but that, like, the baby is going to hear that song and be like, all I got to do is cry and I get something new. No, you're going to deal with what you got. Oh, it's just a weird thing. And Ring Around the Rosie is actually like a really sketchy song. I was thinking,
we've looked that one up before, and like the history of it, it's like, oh,
yeah, like oh this is sketch. Yeah. It's a kids dancing in circles about mass death.
Oh,
ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Oh,
yeah, weird stuff. It's like crazy when you, I don't know, it's crazy when you get older and you're like, you look at stuff and be like, why? What? Who came up with this stuff?
Someone.
How did this stuff get handed down?
That's kind of like the White Winter Hymnal song that our girls think that it says, they think that it's talking about goats.
This is funny. I looked up. So I was using ChatGPT, and I looked up the ones that don't make sense. And it was, they did Rockabye Baby. And it was like, Rockabye Baby on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will walk. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall.
Have you read the history on that?
Well, the comment that ChatGPT put says, hold up, why is the baby even in the tree? Why is the solution to get the baby out of the tree to put them in wind hazard 20 feet up?
Well, you got to look up the history of that song, because I've looked it up before, and it's kind of crazy. It's
history of Rockabye Baby.
It's pretty interesting.
Searching the web. Here's a brief history. Rockabye Baby is a very old English nursery hymn and lullaby, one of the most widely known in the English-speaking world. Okay. The words were first printed in 1765. Wow. That is old. What does it mean? Some say it is inspired by actual cradles hanging in from trees. Mm-hmm. Are you serious? Possibly from indigenous practices. There's no solid proof to the specific origin. Why it endures. So they used to hang. I mean, it's a pretty genius idea. As long as that, you I know that branch is solid.
More in-depth.
You know that branch is solid.
Yeah. I read a much more in-depth thing on it a long time ago, and I can't remember it anymore. But it was like, oh, interesting.
You know, this is ChatGPT's answer. So, what are some other wins that you've had? Have we even talked about wins?
We haven't even said wins yet.
Okay. Do you have any wins?
Well, one win is the fact that we got the rest of our baby needed items, I think, today.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it was like little things like the nightlight nursery thing, a car seat cover that I had completely forgotten that we needed, things like that.
That was weird. So a win slash another reason we bought some more stuff was we had a little youth get together. So our younger age youth groups had a play night Friday night at Clarksville Elite Gymnastics Center, which is close by, really walking distance from our house, but it's this awesome, huge gymnastics facility, but they also open it up to public to come do stuff. And
like parties.
Yeah. We had like 30 kids and like overall it was about 60 people, adults and kids. Yeah. And we ate supper together. But one of our moms just had a baby 2 weeks ago. She brought her baby. Well, her husband was also the one that coordinated the party. But she had a car seat carrier cover, and I was like, we don't have any of those.
We had forgotten all about that.
And I was like, Heather, we should probably get one of those. And she was like, yeah, I've been meaning to. Since it's a boy, I decided I would take it upon myself to find us a car seat cover.
The ones in my cart had Mickey on them.
Yeah, no, she was looking at like tan and white checkered gingham style. I'm like,
it's just my bag.
No. So I did the shopping myself. And I went on Amazon, and they had a cool mallard duck one for wintertime. And then I also got a like a hunter green color one.
That's like muslin.
Yeah, it's more breathable.
Yep. I'm just so excited to be done with this carpal tunnel and gestational diabetes is not fun.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to sleep in any position I want and not have four pillows in the bed.
Yeah. I am. So we also just got done with, I'm like hot. We also just got done with our office team. We did a office team lunch today meeting, and I'm like hot right now.
Well, this room gets hot.
Yeah. So probably need to drink water. I don't know if it was that sparkling ice stuff. I wonder if I'm like, or all the sugar I ate. I had a cupcake, German chocolate cake.
I think I ate half of the German
and then the no-bake cookies. And then we had sliders. I elected to bring sliders. Yeah, it was a lot. That's probably why I'm sweating. I did walk to work today 2 times. And I walked home.
Did you really?
I walked 2 and walked home.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I was so busy this morning.
What other wins last week? Getting this room done was a huge win.
Yeah.
We had some guys come in and help nail this wood paneling to the back. It's actually just like 4x8 sheets of wood paneling, which is cool. We got everything rearranged in here. So pretty excited about that. And I'm just pumped about all the different things we're going to be able to do in here. All the activities. Excited about the baby. Oh, another family who just had a baby. They got to go home from the hospital and everything, which is good.
Yep. We have a lot of babies.
Yeah. I was looking yesterday. There was a church that had 30 babies. The Sunset Church of Christ in Lubbock, Texas. They did a Sunset Baby Sunday. And they had 30 babies. It's a lot of babies. But they've got a large membership. So I think last year we got close to 15 or so. Too. Yeah. Well, maybe not. In like a year's time from like one of the first babies that was born to the year, it'll be about 19. No, that's the record here. It'll be about like 15.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. A lot of babies.
That is a lot of babies.
Our cradle roll class is about to get after it.
Can we need another second or third cradle roll class.
Yeah. But
it's gonna be overdone of little boys though.
Yeah. Another
Those
big
little girls.
Another big win that for me is I am 19 days strong into doing a daily devotion for myself, but also being able to post it to my Facebook page. Nothing big. It's mainly what I teach myself in that devotion, and I just share it. I've been 19 consecutive days, which that's probably the longest running streak I've had. Oh, I'm tired. I guess if I can selfishly pat myself on the back, I've been happy to do that. And then... Oh, we've been doing a man-to-man devotional. The idea of iron sharpens iron. So far this year, we have a different man scheduled every week to write 5 devotionals that we're sending out to every man in our congregation, and it has been awesome. And we've had 3 different guys do it so far, and just great lessons. Guys... Which is surprising, but like sometimes guys won't get up to go teach a Bible class or something, or preach a lesson or do a vocal like in front of everybody devotional. But
well, this is a great
story. Yeah, they'll write something. And then just think about that. Like then you could take what you've written and just read it and then progress. I mean, that's what happened with me. My first sermon, I guess, I don't even know if I'd call it that, was 10 minutes and I stared at a sheet of paper and was shaking the whole time. So, yeah, I am I'm excited about what this will do for our men spiritually and how it may deepen some faiths. So I'm excited about that. Oh, by the way, Excel STEM More Workshop is going on. I'm telling you, that sugar is going on right now. So it's this week.
Cool.
Yeah. We got a lot of people set up. I got our entire summer series last week scheduled out for all of our speakers, which, whew, big win.
That is a win.
Yeah, that was fun. I mean, I started like Monday and was able to finish by Wednesday, and every speaker, I am very excited about them coming and speaking. Some really awesome guys coming to speak. So very excited about that. Also, what else am I excited about? And what are some big wins? Oh, yo, just living this life right now is really awesome. So I am excited for all of that. What else is there? What else did you want to talk about?
I'm just excited to get Thursday over with.
Yeah.
Thursday through this weekend.
What was I thinking about? What is something from your childhood that when you think back now, you're like, this is so weird? Or like, what is something you said back in your childhood that you don't hear anymore today?
Oh, there was something I heard the other day that I was like.
I used to say clutch a lot.
What?
That yeah. Was, like, that's clutch. Word. No. The words that today are just interesting. They change all the time, too.
I don't know. What's weird to me is when I see kids wearing things that were what we wore like back in the day, like 90s, like elementary, kindergarten, like the black choker things.
Yes.
And
were those actually necklaces?
Yeah. And then the headbands that were stretchy that looked like the choker things, but they had spiky things going around them, and you pushed your hair back. So seeing girls wear those, cargo pants being back in style, and hearing my own kids ask for them, is weird. That just went out, by the way.
Uh-oh. Keep talking.
Oh, what else? I don't remember things we said, though, but I do remember, like, shows and things like that and, like, outfits that are like, oh, no, you can't be serious that you want to wear that type stuff. And we're back on.
That's still recording. Okay. Continue on. Maybe it just shuts off. I have a different battery in there.
Oh.
Which may be an issue. It's a different style. It's a third-party battery.
I don't know. I think my camera does that, too, on video, though.
Well, it does, like, 30 minutes.
Oh, I thought mine was, like, 22 or something. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't remember anything we said,
though. Okay, here's some.
But I do remember bands from back in the day. Like, I remember when I first learned who Britney Spears was.
I know you are, but what am I? What about, did you ever say Da Bomb?
No, I never felt cool enough to say things like that.
What about Psych?
No, I never said that.
What about As If? What movie is that from?
Clueless?
Yeah. That's so funny. Talk to the Hand?
I probably said that.
Oh snap, cool beans. I still say cool beans.
Say all of that. We still say those.
Cowabunga? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No.
Hasta la vista, baby. No. What about weather? Oh, that comes from a bad commercial. Let me see. Do you remember playing the MASH game?
Yes.
That's funny. Georgia played that the other day, like, or like a year or two ago.
And we were like,
what did you know about this? Or the little like, boom, boom, boom,
the
boom, boom.
Yeah. Things.
That's weird how stuff gets translated down.
Mm-hmm. Little origami fortune teller.
Yeah.
Red, yellow, green, like the colors and the numbers, pick a number thing. Those were probably our favorite at high school.
I'm trying to think. I mean, just everything was different. Like sports were different. Like travel teams were just starting when I was. But travel teams didn't happen until at the end of the season. Like it was a totally different.
Yeah. So you had your normal school season?
Well, I'm talking about even like Little League, like Rec League.
Oh, yeah.
So Rec League was like big, and you would do Rec League. Everybody would go to the ballpark. You would have the best chicken tenders and french fries and slushies. And then like you would play baseball all day. And then, yeah, you would. But then it was like you got picked for the all-star team.
Uh-huh.
And you played your all-star game. And then you did travel ball, like, or at least I did. But it was a lot. Yeah, but now they do it, like, that's all kids do is travel ball. I'm like,
it's either travel ball and it's at the same time your season is for your school, so you don't get the chance to do both.
Yeah.
It's so when I was in school, or in Florida at least, it was you had your in-school season, and then once that season ended, then travel ball started. So then you were playing year-round. So it was you were committed to one sport and one sport only.
Yeah.
Is what I remember. Our video keeps going out.
Yeah, that's fine, though. We're still, the talking still works. I should have charged the better battery.
I don't know what's wrong with it. Okay, so I'm officially 38 weeks, and I'm just, it hit all of a sudden, like 2 days ago, about how not so fun 38 weeks is. So I don't know. I'm just so excited that I get to only go through this whole not sleep and not be comfortable of anything for like two more days.
Yeah.
So that's the beauty of gestational diabetes, is you do get to induce early. While the rest of my pregnant girl club here at church has to sit here and ride it out till 41
much.
Weeks, and I'm like,
no thanks.
It's not fun. Because at some point at this stage, you just really are uncomfortable.
Yeah. I am I'm excited. I mean, I don't play any role except I'm there. But yeah. So I was trying to think of a positive thing for us to think about. One of the things, like, I've shared in the past 19 days that I've truly enjoyed, like, for instance, this morning, we're doing our family devotionals together. We do a booklet. Each person has their own booklet. And, like, this morning, I think I'm a day behind y'all. I don't know how, but I think y'all did like 3 days to catch up when y'all only should have done 2 days. Or y'all did like a Saturday or Sunday and I didn't.
Josie did day up to day. She did day 17 today.
Yeah, I did day 16, I think.
Georgia, I think, did 16
or
also.
I'm 15. Well, the verse that really stuck out to me today was Matthew 5:16, which is, "Let your light shine, so that people will glorify God." And I was thinking about the song "This Little Light of Mine," and I put that on there. And Miss Juanita put, "I just love how our little kid songs teach grown up lessons," and I don't know. And I get to sing the song, like, "Hide It Under a Bushel." No. So when you think about it in the sense of, like, being positive, that is, like, all about it. Don't be somebody who hides your light in people's lives. And, yeah, that is not going to be good. That's not a light in my life that our camera keeps going at. But, yeah, we're just going to keep going and keep ending this podcast on this note. But just excited about the future, excited about the baby. We'll ask everybody to keep praying for us. But, yeah, I am going to be a better light shiner. And, yeah, that was my positive note for today. Okay. Well, we keep cutting out, it's probably time to go. So hope you have a great week. Be encouraged. And yeah, have an awesome day. Bye.